Good morning, the exotics vet. This is Vanessa. How can I help you? Yep. Yeah, so normally we just need to see him first so that we can determine what we're dealing with. So the consult's 179, and that's 30 minutes, and it's like whole health sort of record. So we'll send you a questionnaire just before the appointment if you can fill out some details about husbandry and what he eats and other animals he lives with and all of that sort of stuff. But then at the time of the consult, we'll make an assessment of what, if it is an abscess, we'll just try and directly treat it there and then. So sometimes it's not appropriate to do any intervention immediately. Sometimes it's more likely that we will send him with some antibiotics, some having given by injection or some that you would hide in like a food treat so that he gets the dose morning and night, and then get him back in a few days and address it if it's an abscess or other sort of infection. If it looks like something nasty like a tumor, sometimes we're recommending an aspirate of the area. To have a look at under the microscope, in which case sometimes we can do that conscious and others we have to anaesthetize him. So it's because of how small he is, yeah, and just so tiny. So really, really hard to do anything conscious on these guys because they don't sit still for you. So often if it does require that, we'll sometimes use a gaseous anaesthetic with oxygen, for example, and increment it up until he's asleep, have a look at him properly, take the sample we need, wake him up. So, and that can be done in the time of the consult. Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah, so probably a procedure which requires anesthesia. The short anesthetic fee is about 130, okay? And then that could be up to 15 minutes or so that he's out, but it's only anesthetic that he breathes in and breathes out. So it can be done in the time of the consult for him to still go home. Okay, and then if it's cytology, for example, aspirate it, or if it's an abscess and we treat it, you could be looking at another $50 to $100 on top of that. So it just depends on, you know, what it is, what drugs we have to send him home with. So if you budget the consult plus up to another, say, $200, which sounds real expensive for a mouse, but it's not the mouse you're paying for, it's the actual procedure on a tiny animal. But yeah, so budgeting around about that will probably cover what we need to do as far as intervention goes, like during the time of the consult. Yeah. Well, that would be like it's just the consult with your vet would determine that. So yeah, we've got some time this morning. Like we could do, say, 20 past 10 if that suits you. That's the earliest I've got. So have you been to us with any of your animals before? Okay, and is he the only mouse you have? Yeah. What's your surname? Okay. And your first name? And is a capital MC, capital L? That's right. And your address, please, mate. So you'll be right to get here by that time, 20 past 10. Right. Have you got the mouse with you? All right, cool. That sounds going back to Narangba in the back again. You wouldn't get here by 20 past 10. Your email, please, mate. JSMINE. And a phone number, please, Trista. Three, two, double six. Cool. And what's the little mouse's name? That's cool. That's all right. We'll just call her mouse, male or female? male or female, do you know? Okay. And how old is she? All right, I'll just go. That's not long off the natural term of their life. They'll only And is she grey? What colour is she? And do you know, do you have any others, or is she your only one? Okay, and she's about the same age. All right. So probably the hardest part with our discussions at that age will be exactly that. We're of this age, the term of their life. Yeah, that's right. So normally, like if you had presented her and you're quite aware that what this looks like is quite bad and you had decided that you're not going to intervene with treatment, we would just ask you to sign a consent form for euthanasia. And as long as like the vet examines her and agrees, as part of that, we can just charge you the euthanasia fee, which is 150. So that requires a full general anaesthetic. So we do that, and you can be present, be part of it, hold her while the anaesthetic works. If the injectable anaesthetic that we've given her isn't effective for the whole period of euthanasia, which is inclusive of the heart stopping, we'll usually take her from you and use an anaesthetic gas to supplement an injection into the heart. And that sounds awful, but she's surgically anaesthetized at that point, okay? So she doesn't feel anything. So if you ever think about it before you come, then you can let us know either way what you'd prefer. No worries at all. All good. We'll see you 20 past 10. Thanks, Trista. See you. Bye.